Hello, I'd like to talk about unreliable narrators in short stories, novels, flash fiction. Now, one thing I notice that people get wrong constantly in my classes when I ask them to do an unreliable narrator example is that they don't do it in first person. There could be some argument made for some movie in which a scene is not exactly first person or something, but just don't bother about that. It's first person. So if it's not first person, there's not a question of it being unreliable or unreliable. It's just a moot point. So it's always first person. Now that we have that, there's really two types of unreliable narrator. There's the unintentional and the intentional. Intentional unreliable narrators might be a child or a teenager who thinks he knows, but he doesn't really know yet what's going on. Could be a dog or a cat or an alien. Often it's a mentally ill person. Maybe he has paranoia, and so he sees things going on that are not really connected in the way he believes. Maybe he's very naive. Not mentally ill, but just is gullible and is being tricked and thinks that what he's saying is the case, but he's really being played. Sometimes it might be somebody with multiple personality syndrome or hallucinations. Once in a while, it's a dream, but that's, as I mentioned in another video, you have to be really careful with the timing of dreams so you don't use that at the beginning or the ending. It could be bewitched. There could be some sort of magic, some sort of curse that he's trying to figure out and explain by some rational method, and it's not a rational thing. And otherwise, though, it's intentional, and that is actually often the most interesting and the most fun to write and to read. And most often, when you have an unreliable narrator, it will be something like a psychological suspense. And so we're trying to figure out exactly what's going on, and the mental state of the character is most important. And the character figures things out by the end mentally. It's not about fighting per se, physical fighting. It's more about mental fighting. And the reader is figuring things out mentally. So it gives the reader something to try to figure out as he goes. And that's really what you want with a psychological suspense. So if it's intentional, sometimes it's just a character trait. The person may be really into bragging, and so everything he says is going to make him look like the good guy. Maybe he feels guilty about doing something and he wants to hide his guilt, or he wants to just make himself look like the good guy in general. So maybe his sexual motives or something, he just doesn't really mention those. He could be a trickster. So he could be playing with us, trying to get us to look at the world in a different way, get us to question our assumptions or something like that. He could be a pathological liar, he could be a psychopath or a narcissist. He could be an addict, he could be the murderer. Generally, he has something to cover up, like maybe he's the thief. But it turns out often that we think, oh, this is the bad guy, he's covering up what he did. But in fact, he's covering up what somebody else did, and the other one is the murderer. That's often the case when it comes to a mystery, for example. And then we find out, well, maybe he's not the bad guy. Maybe he was forced to cover up for somebody else. Or maybe he's trying to be nice and protect the other person. You know, maybe his mother did it, and he doesn't want her to get in trouble. Maybe he's trying to justify his revenge motive and act like he's just trying to solve a case when in fact, the case was personal, and he just wants to hurt the person who did it. Sometimes you might see a sign that somebody is an unreliable narrator if you start catching him in lies. And it's really nice when at first nobody but the reader notices it, and the reader is like then holding on to this memory. It's like, no, you have to catch this. Don't you see it? That, you know, you want to get involved in the story, and you have suspense because you see something that's coming that the other character doesn't see. And so that's a wonderful technique to just slowly have the lies, you know, and then maybe somebody starts to catch on a little bit, you know, just make it repetitive and growing, but not hitting the reader over the head with it. Maybe the person has little memory gaps or gaps in time. Maybe he's being abducted or something and hypnotized and he didn't know what's happening. Sometimes this kind of thing we figure out has been going on all along and we accept this character as unreliable and we know we just can't trust what the character is saying. But sometimes we don't realize until the very end and then there's this big twist and then everything is this big aha moment.